Hello, 10, Houston. We'd like you to leave the H2 cryo heaters off until sleep period tonight, and at that time we'll bring on one fan to stir them up, and that should bring the pressure up all right. Over.
Okay, Charlie.
Hello, 10, Houston. Hey, Tom, it looks like it's going to take us an hour or more to get Building 8 cranked up on the color converter. We're configured for black and white, and if you want to give us that, we can look at the color later. Over.
Okay, stand by one. Charlie, we'll just hold off because you'll be able to see more of the United States the longer we wait here. Over.
Roger. We'll get the Building 8 cranked up and we'll let you know then. Over.
Okay, we've got the optics calibration coming up, I think about 173 to 174. 170, pardon me, later that.
Charlie, if it's going to be any more than an hour, let us know, will you? Because that'll be pushing into P23.
Roger. We copy, Dino. We'll give you a word.
Actually, 45 minutes to an hour, 30 minutes to an hour would be a little bit better because more of the U.S. continent had come into view at that time.
Roger.
It's really beautifully clear, clear down there right now, just tremendous. I can almost make Tracy splashing around in the backyard.
I bet that's what she's doing this afternoon, too, boy. It's about, as I said earlier, about 90 to 93 degrees out there. And we concur on weight holding off. We should be ready to go in an hour. Over.
Okie doke.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We're about to lose the high gain. We'll come back around again at 173.25, and at that time we'll be go for TV. Over.
Okay, sounds real good, Charlie. Thank you.
That's approximately 5 minutes from now. We will be getting another television transmission from Apollo 10 in about 5 minutes.
Go ahead, 10.
Roger, do you have a picture?
We're on the Omnis there, 10. We'll be about another minute.
Roger.
Hey, and we got some information on Snoop at 173.30, 5 minutes from now. He's 208,966 nautical miles above the moon. And he's 405,188 nautical miles above the Earth. And stand by on his hyperbolic.
Boy, he's getting up there.
And he's going hyperbolic with respect to the Earth and the Moon, so he's moving out away from us. His velocity with respect to the Earth is 7,530 feet per second, and going into solar orbit.
Wonderful.
Looks like Snoop's going to take a long trip. Over.
A real long one.
Houston, do you have control?
That's negative.
Thank
you now.
Roger. Looks like visiting the moon. We're about 110,000 miles from it. It still has a sort of a brownish cast to it, and it's still rotating very slowly. You can see it's, when you look out your window tonight, you'll see it's only a three-quarter moon or so.
Okay, Ken, we just got it up
on the telemonitor now.
Excuse me, John, go ahead. Over.
This is a full zoom on a lens, so it actually is a little smaller than this on your screen. It's hardly enough to make any definition out of it all.
Ten, Houston, we can apparently make out the Mare. The colors on our Viticon are has a greenish cast to it, but I think the color quality for the commercial is a little bit better than this. But we can see the Mare on it. Over.
Roger, at about 110,000 miles, I don't think you'd expect to see very much. A couple of minutes before the Earth comes around, so let us show you the interior.
Roger, we're standing by for your smiling face. I've heard of the big eye before, but the big hand is ridiculous. Okay, Ten. I think we're looking at Tom's right left shoulder there now, and the sun coming in his window. Yeah, there's his old grinning face, clean shaven.
Roger, this is a remarkable innovation. After spending a lot of money on mechanical shavers, which always managed to leave the whiskers flying around the atmosphere, somebody finally came up with the idea of using a straight razor and brushless shaving cream. You rub it on, it keeps the whiskers when you shave it off, put it in a towel and dispose of it, and you end up clean shaven. And after 8 days of wearing a beard, I guess you're looking at a couple of guys who aren't much hippies.
That's amazing, Ten. Absolutely. That's what the space age does for you.
I tell you, Charlie, that's one of the most refreshing things that's happened in the last couple of days. That was really great.
You guys really look good, Jane. Over.
You know, it feels a lot different. We were getting where we could barely stand ourselves there for a while.
We'll take you down into the Laura Clinton Bay and show you how different our navigator looks today compared to yesterday. On the panel in front of it, you can see the lower equipment bay with the guidance and navigation panel that John works all the time to determine our position and attitude.
There's 01-I. We got him.
Really not much difference today, is there?
You're right, boy. You're right.
John likes to play in here. Every time he gets something in his hand, he does to do something different to it.
How's the color coming in now, Charlie? Over.
Right, the interior colors are fine. A little greenish tinge, but I think that's a problem we got, Tom, with our converter here in building 30. The exterior also had quite a greenish tinge to it, but it's better than the black and white. The black and white has a lot better definition, however, though.
Okay, we'll take you outside now and show you how the Earth looks today. It's starting to get bigger as we approach 100,000 miles.
Roger, we'll stand by for your commentary. We have it, 10, out. Okay, yeah, 10.
Okay, again, as you look at the Earth, it's upside down, so to keep all of you from standing on your heads, we'll just turn the camera upside down for the convenience of your viewing pleasure here.
We'll be looking at the east coast of the United States, primarily down from off the tip of Florida. Actually, to us, we can see the Grand Bahama Banks. You can see the color changes in the water. You can see most of Florida. It looks like most all the Gulf of Mexico is extremely clear. The Gulf Coast of the United States, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, down through Texas, all looks clear. We can look on across from Houston all the way into the San Joaquin Valley, all the way into the Los Angeles area, coming over the horizon into Baja California. We're vertically right now above the Earth, somewhere between Caracas and Panama. Charlie, how does the TV look to you down there?
Roger, 10, it's looking real good. Black and white is excellent definition. Color is coming through on the commercial real fine. Our Viticon here on the big screen has got a lot of greens to it, but on commercially it's looking great. Over.
Is it saturating right now?
Negative, only in the North Pole area where it's the cloud banks are pretty heavy, and then only partially up there. So we've got one clear spot up towards the Arctic Circle that we can't figure out what it is. Could you give us a little rundown on that? Over.
Okay, wait just a minute. It's starting to disappear out the left hatch window, and John will take the camera there and go right and take it out through our center hatch window. And here you can see the Earth as it starts to go out the left side window.
Roger. Dan, Houston, we got just 30 seconds left on the high gain on this pass.
Looks like we won't catch you this time, Charlie, but that big low-pressure cloud cell, very distinctive over the Alaskan area, Aleutian area, is very distinctive to us with the naked eye. We can't quite get it for you out this hatch window at this time as we're going.
Roger. We'll stand by then. We got about 20 seconds left or so. And if you want to show us, it'll be stand by in 8 more minutes, and we'll have the high gain back if you want to keep the camera up. Over.
Okay, we just wanted to kind of show you how things are going aboard Apollo 10 today. He said after their shaving, we all feel refreshed. In fact, we feel just great up here. Looking forward to splashdown tomorrow. And we got about 100,000 miles more to go, but we really pick up the majority of it in the last few hours. Over.
Roger.
The duration of that transmission was 10 minutes, 22 seconds. And Apollo 10's distance is now 98,650 nautical miles. Velocity 6,558 feet per second.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We've had second thoughts on the fuel cell. We'd like you to bring it on for the mid-course, and we'll let you know. If we didn't bring it on, it'd die out on us at about 180 hours, and we don't want to do that. We'd like to keep it for till SEP, so we'll give you a minimum time around the mid-course to have it on. Over.
Okay, Charlie.
Roger, Houston, this is 10. We're standing by to set up the optics calibration at this time. Over.
Roger, since we've slipped the mid-course correction number 6 about 30 minutes to roughly 177.20, we suggest that you stay in PTC for about another half hour and slip your P23 by half an hour to something on the order of 174.50 commencement or thereabouts. Over.
Houston, we're all configured for it, and John's getting pretty weary of making on these sites, and we want to go ahead and get it over with. Over.
Roger, press on out.
And it's Apollo 10 is 96,025 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity is 6,649 feet per second. And we're about 3 hours away from the mid-course correction burn.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. Go ahead, over.
Roger. What's the best burn time you got now?
I mean for mid-course 6?
Yes, sir.
Roger. 177 hours, 20 minutes, GET.
Apollo 10's distance from the Earth now 94,434 nautical miles, approaching at a velocity of 6,706 feet per second, showing weight 25,200 pounds.
Okay, Houston, you saw our P-37 numbers. What do you think?
Roger, we're comparing them with our solution for min-delta-V in center of the corridor also, over.
Well, just offhand, why don't we burn yours?
Okay.
It didn't really look like it was big enough to get us in trouble, whether it was right or wrong.
Roger out. Roger, the pressure decrease in your hydrogen cryo tanks continues. We're expecting you to get a master caution warning light at about 175 hours, 30 minutes, due to low pressure in the hydrogen tank. We'd like you to just punch this out and let the pressure continue to decrease, and we'll set you up in configuration for this evening based on that lower pressure and building it up overnight, over.
Okay, Apollo 10, over.